Hey, welcome to another edition of the WOBX podcast. I'm Sam Walker, joined now by the athletic director and head boys basketball coach at First Light High School, Chad Williams. Chad, glad to have you back on with us, and I know you are getting busy because it's only a few days away from really what has become one of the premier sporting events in northeastern North Carolina and the Outer Banks, which is a Good Guys versus Cancer Classic. Chad, I know it's a lot of work to get ready for it, but I know you're excited it's getting here now.
Yeah, I really am excited. It has been a lot of work, but it's very rewarding. You know, we've got a number of people that are involved, and this year's the field this year is just it's packed, and it's I'm really excited to get things going.
Remind our listeners where this came from, because it's something that's very, very close to your heart.
Yeah, the event is Good Guys versus Cancer. It's named after my father. His name was Guy Williams. He was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. Basically they you know, gave him 10 months to live. And it was just out of the blue. You know, he went and had a spot looked at, and they're like, oh, we don't like that. We're going to look at it, and came back, and it was like, you know, you got 10 months. And so it was very eye-opening for our whole family. And some friends of mine in the coaching community found out, you know, what we were dealing with, and they invited us to play in the Coaches versus Cancer event in Asheville. And in order to go to that, you have to do your own fundraiser and bring a pot of money in. That's kind of the way that they you know, to have their thing set up. And so my idea was to have our own showcase in the East, and that's how things got started. And so we named it Good Guys after Good Guys versus Cancer after my dad, and things have just sort of exploded since then. You know, the whole community has gotten involved. Our sponsors have been unbelievable. And the teams that want to come, like, I'm already scheduling for next year with people calling, and you know, it's taken off beyond my wildest dreams.
And this event draws a lot of attention, not only just in the high school basketball community here locally around the state, but also up and down the East Coast, as you said, where the teams are trying to get into it. And on top of that, it's become a very big event for these athletes to get seen, and not just the ones that, you know, people will see playing for the top caliber Division I teams. This is a chance for kids to get seen who otherwise may never get seen by college scouts.
That's absolutely true. You know, we've been averaging about 25 colleges coming every year, and that ranges from Division I all the way down to Division III. We've got over 60 Division I players that are going to be here, you know, in 2 weekends, and that number is just, it's a crazy number to throw out there. But we've got kids that are going to, you know, they're blue blood schools that are recruiting them, that, you know, they're going to high major places, and then, you know, it's just exciting to see and talk about where these kids have an opportunity to go. And some of these they're going to be one and dones. These are actually going to be, they're pros that are coming. But then we've also got kids that need the benefit of that Division III scout who's here, you know, who haven't been heard or seen. And kind of makes our event unique is that we keep the local feel to it. We've got several games involving just our local teams, and then some of our local teams playing some more prominent teams. Because I don't ever want to lose that feel. You know, this started with my friends in the coaching community coming with me to start this, and I'm never gonna abandon them. You know, they're on the boat with me as long as this ship's sailing.
Now, and we talk about some of the caliber of talent. It's not just in basketball. You got one kid who's got mentioned for Heisman Trophy up until this week that has played in this, and Drake May at Carolina. But like you said, you give a chance for kids from Cape Hatteras to get seen by somebody. That's not something that goes on in this circuit, if you will, a lot with having those opportunities to get kids out in front of these schools.
Yeah, you know, you talk about, you know, this year we brought Hatteras in, and, you know, we also, for the first time, we're having a girls' game this year. You know, we're starting with one girls' game. It's our girls versus Hatteras' girls, and then Manio is going to come in, and, you know, they're going to play Hatteras' boys, and so it gives us a local feel there on the first night. Curry Tuck's going to play on the first night, so I wanted that to be a local night, kind of, so that the local people can come watch and see, you know, multiple teams in our area play, and then the nightcap's going to be Moravian Prep versus Peninsula Catholic, which is going to be a big time game with some high level profile kids. And you know, so that's Thursday night, and then Friday night is going to be, I mean, get your popcorn ready. It's we've actually, the 6 o'clock game has actually been picked up by Ball Is Life. So we're live streaming all 18 of our games. So the girls' game is going to get live streamed starting at 4:30 on Thursday, and we're going all the way through 9:30 Saturday night. Every game is going to be live streamed. But 6 o'clock features Combine Academy versus Prolific Prep out of California. And that is, I've read in articles all over the internet right now about how that's the key matchup for 2 weekends from now. And you know, to see our event mentioned with this matchup is pretty incredible. Ball Is Life is probably the premier digital person for high school athletics, I guess, if you will, and for college basketball too. And so for them to pick up the stream of this game is gonna take our viewership into six digits, you know, online. And that's that, I say that sincerely. It's not an overstatement. You know, this thing is really gonna it's gonna be over the top this year.
Well, and you talk about bringing teams in from, you know, the Hampton Roads area, but also all the way out to California, exposing these teams, these players, their parents, administrator stuff, to the Outer Banks as a whole. This event now has become one of the premier, as we said, of sporting events here in northeastern North Carolina, but it's an opportunity to bring people to our part of the world during the off season when things are different, but at the same time getting to see things. I know that's having a huge benefit economically throughout the region.
Yeah, and none of that would be possible without our sponsors either. You know, Albemarle Landscapes, Chase Patterson, those guys. The Outer Banks Visitors Bureau stepped in this year and you know, wanted to come on board with us, and we're so grateful for that. And I'm going to stop naming sponsors now because I know I'll leave somebody out, but those are our two main guys. And we're certainly appreciative of everything that they do for us. You know, with their benefit, like, this is a different kind of thing and something that I wanted to do. The teams that come from out of town, I actually pay for their hotel rooms. So I've booked, you know, through the Hilton and the Ramada and the Sea Ranch working with us like they have so much. Special thanks to them as well. I mean, I've booked about 170 hotel rooms, and that's literally 170 hotel rooms through the 3 nights. And so that does bring in, and that's just players. You know, that doesn't include the people that are coming to stay. And then I've had other coaches that want to bring their teams down just to watch the games on Friday that are playing on Saturday. So, you know, it's really going to be a special event, and, you know, I'm just really, really excited.
Yeah, and you know, kind of dovetail off of that, because what this event means for the future of events like this on the Outer Banks. You know, Lee Nettles and Tim Cafferty going around talking about the event center potentially. And this is one of the events that has been talked about as being like the marquee event that they would have at that. Having a facility like that here just would I know that's got to be huge, because, one, you're going to get a lot more seats possibly to be able to bring more people in.
Yeah, that would be phenomenal. You know, our goal is to be on the national level. Well, that was my goal 5 years ago, and ironically enough, we're there. You know, we are being mentioned now on a national level as far as the showcase goes, but that would take us to the next level. Having an arena that could sit 2,000, 2,500 people, you know, with a venue like we have, you know, with the beach here, and you know, just – That would be an ultimate goal for us. I think would be to come on board, and we would certainly welcome the challenge of filling that place up. You know, we're selling tickets online right now. We're pre-selling, and they're selling like crazy. And as soon as we, you know, the closer we get, I know we are going to sell out two of the 3 nights. Thursday night we may not, because it's all local. Friday and Saturday we will sell out. There's no doubt in my mind.
And again, that's bringing more people in. You talked about, you know, you're booking the rooms for the players, but at the same time, their parents are coming. You've got all these different media outlets that are involved. Those are all coming in to stay for extended periods. But then they're turning around and coming back, not just here in December, but they're coming back in the summer because they want to make this their vacation spot. I know that's part of what it's almost like an unintended consequence of your event.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, the residual income, you know, is what you want. You know, we want people to come down here, get exposure to the beach here, and see how welcoming this community is. And then we want them to come back in the summer, you know, and it's a huge hit for our restaurants as well. You know, Stack 'em High, Pizzazz Pizza, Shipwrecks. I knew I shouldn't have started naming them, but they've all come on board now, and they're like super excited because they see what these people are coming down, and you know, they got to eat when they're here, you know, and you can only stand so much concession foods, you know, concession stand food. So you know, it is a shot in the arm for the economy, which for me is the second, you know, that's like the icing on the cake. For me, it's all about giving money back to the American Cancer Society and honored my dad, and you know, anything above all that is just, you know, that's just icing on the cake.
You talked about sponsors, but an event like this doesn't go off without volunteers. And right before we started recording, you're talking to Coach Mickey Sullivan about what he's got to do running the clock, but you've got a list of people that you've got to have to pull off an event like this. It's not just about, you know, just rolling the ball out for 48 minutes. There's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah, we have 4 games Thursday, 4 games Friday, 10 games on Saturday. You know, that's a long time to be in the gym. And, you know, it takes a lot of special people that help me. It's certainly not a one-man show. I tried that 1 year and it about killed me, I think. You know, so I'm very thankful to the people who've stepped up and have seen, I think, what not only it means to this community, but what it means to me personally. And I think they want to, you know, they people want to help, you know, and that's something I'm not always easy to do, is to take the assistance from other people, but I certainly am. Yeah, a friend of mine that I met online a few years ago, Sean Strickland from Pittsburgh, he and I, we started communicating. He runs a similar offense, and so we started talking about having a coach's clinic down here that was offense only. So I drove to Pittsburgh, worked a camp, met him up there. He came down here. We had a coach's clinic. We had it for 3 years straight. Then the Hurricanes came and COVID came, and we sort of fell by the wayside. But he's actually coming down. He's going to work the event for me. You know, Mark Harnley at Camden is coming down, taking the day off, and coming down to help. And, you know, everybody I see wants to lend a hand, and you know, I'm certainly very appreciative of everybody that's reaching out, and it does take a village sometimes.
All right, Chad, remind everybody that's listening all about the event, how they can get tickets, how they can help out, all that stuff.
Yeah, most of the information is going to be on our website, which is www.goodguysversuscancer.com. That's goodguysvscancer.com. You know, we're partnered with the Hoop State and Phenom Hoops. They've come on board. And so you can check out the information there. You can see tickets there. VIP tickets are available. And something I haven't mentioned, but I do want to throw this out there. The VIP tickets, we're limiting those to a certain amount. And with those, you get come-and-go seating. You get visits to the hospitality room. You get a free T-shirt. But most importantly, the net proceeds from that, from the VIP tickets, are all going to Gwen Botson, who's a First Flight High student who's suffering with cancer right now and undergoing treatment. And so you know, we want to give to the American Cancer Society, but if we can give something locally to somebody who's in need, that's what we're really about. And so so those tickets, they're $100, and I know that seems like a lot of money, and it is, but I want people to know that they're getting great basketball for 3 days. They're getting hospitality, they're getting a T-shirt, but the money's also going to somebody who's in need of it. And it's staying here locally. So, you know, that's my pitch for her and for, you know, Good Guys vs. Cancer, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. If you want to help out, feel free to give me a call at First Flight High School or to email me, and I'd be glad to talk to anybody about anything they can do to help us.
Chad Williams, thanks for joining us on the WOBX podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.